And in the farm service agencies, we've announced the closure of 131 county offices. Now, I want to quickly say that that leaves more than 2,100 FSA offices open across the country. In the 2008 Farm Bill, Congress directed USDA to take a look at FSA offices that were within 20 miles of one another and that had two or fewer employees. So the bulk of these office closures meet those criteria, as well as some additional offices that have no people at all. Now you might say, why no people at all? Well, we've had a lot of retirements, just the normal course of retirements, and also the VSIP options that we've been offering, the incented retirements. So some offices that had people no longer have people. And also we had some offices that were drop-by offices that we just no longer can afford to operate. So FSA is the bulk of them, but we also have office closures in rural development, the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, the Foreign Ag Service, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Food Safety Inspection Service, the Ag Research Service, and the Food Nutrition Service. That's a big alphabet soup. I'm happy to go into detail about any one of those.
Give me a sense of the employees who work in those offices. Obviously, some of them, as you said, have already left. Some are still there, or they're down to just a handful of people. What's going to happen to them? Are they going to be absorbed by USDA or what?
I think for the most part that will happen. Our commitment is that anyone who's a full-time, permanent USDA employee will be given options. In some cases, these options are going to be very desirable and easy to do. We're asking you to drive 20 more miles, or maybe that office is even closer to your home, but going to a different FSA office. In other cases, it will be more difficult, and people may be offered jobs that are even out of state. So it does vary across the workforce, but in all cases, we're committed to providing options to USDA employees.
Is there any chance you guys are going to have to go back to the buyout, to the early outs, to try to help kind of thin some ranks of maybe some people who say, you know, I don't want to move from, you know, Indiana to Ohio. I want to stay in Indiana, to give them some kind of cushion if they have to start looking for another job?
Well, in the case of rural development, for example, where we're closing 43 area and sub-offices in 17 states, leaving about 450 open across the country, we've already provided a mission area-wide VSIP offering. We had about 600 people take us up on that, which actually is good news in terms of us being able to live within our means in terms of the salary and expense account provided in the FY12 bill. But the bad news is that when you calculate the number of years those employees have been at the department, we're seeing an outflow of 20,000 years of USDA service. So, you know, we're managing a lot of change here. Will there be additional VSIPs down the road? Possibly, but my goal is to certainly get through FY12 in good shape, and there's still a lot of things pending in the Congress with the payroll tax debate, and we know FY13 is not that far away, so I can't predict all that's going to happen. My crystal ball isn't that good.
Now, I know USDA has been doing a lot in terms of leveraging technology to cover some of these areas. In what ways is that letting you continue to meet your mission without necessarily having physical offices everywhere that you used to?
Well, certainly a big part of our rural development portfolio is broadband. That's been a big priority for this president, for this administration. And so we're trying to get broadband access out to rural America. And that's some of the more expensive places to put broadband because of the population numbers and the reach. But it's really important for people to be able to connect to USDA programs and just to develop entrepreneurial plans that allow them to prosper in those places. That's a part of it. We also have in our Farm Service Agency a long-standing quest to have a program that we call MIDAS, which is a whole reworking of their programs in the computer technology space. And one of the things that we faced very clearly once the ink dried on the FY12 bill was a choice between making some very modest office closures or taking money out of that MIDAS account. And we are close to the finish line there, and it's so important for service delivery.
I know Midas is one of those programs that we've followed in the technology community for quite a while. Can you, I know this may be a little bit outside of your swim lane, but you said it's very close to being finished. Is it working well? I know it was a troubled program a number of years ago.
It has always been a quest. I've been around Washington for a lot of years. I've been hearing about Midas a long time, too. But we really are seeing some very big investments in this fiscal year to really move it out. Is it going to happen before the end of this calendar year? No. But we are really making some significant strides. It's had some very high-level scrutiny over in the White House in terms of IT projects that really required scrutiny. So we've been given some tough love, but I think that we're going to marshal through and deliver to the farm community what they've been waiting for a very long time.
Now, we've been talking mostly about your office closure plans and a little bit about technology, but this is part of a broader effort that USDA is undertaking as part of the campaign to cut waste. Do you want to take us through some of the other areas where you're finding efficiencies?
Certainly. We have 17 agencies here at USDA. And multiple staff offices, and there are some common functions across the entire department. Everyone does civil rights, they do IT, they have finance people, human resources people, homeland security requirements and responsibilities, procurement, property management. And what we're doing at the request of the secretary, who really has a strong vision here, is trying to look at ways that we might be able to consolidate some of those functions, streamline those functions to garner efficiencies. And so when the secretary made his announcement about the office closures, he also talked about this. We call it the Strengthening Service Through Administrative Solutions Project. And he talked about things like civil rights, where right now we don't even have common reporting functions. So in some cases, agency civil rights staff report to the agency civil rights directors. In other cases, they're reporting many layers down to other sort of folks. So some of it's just good governance. And some of it's actually going to, at the end of the day, save some money. But in all cases, we've had a multitude of USDA employees work in this. The labor unions have been involved. We've had months of very intensive scrutiny at our own processes. How can we do Lean Six Sigma? How can we do improvements? And we are just beginning the process of implementation. I think there'll be more shoes to drop, but I think it's all going to be good.
I know one of those areas that were ripe for consolidation was email. I know USDA is one of the leaders in terms of consolidating email, moved it to the cloud. Give me a sense of some other areas of low-hanging fruit that you see, whether it's in HR or finance or procurement or other some of those back office areas.
Well, one of the things the secretary talked about in his speech before the American Farm Bureau Federation, where there were, I don't know, something like 10,000 people at that convention, he talked about the need to consolidate cell phone contracts. We have literally hundreds of cell phone contracts. And if we get this down into a handful, and that's where we're moving, we're going to save money because we're going to have better buying power, and it's just going to be more efficient. And you're right, we've done a lot in terms of trying to move into a single email communication. I mean, it's very frustrating when you're here in leadership in the department and you want to reach out to all USDA employees about certain things, and it's very cumbersome. And our CIO, Chris Smith, has done a really good job on that.
Give me a broad view. When you went to do this campaign to cut waste, this is not easy, and every agency is facing something very similar. Give me a sense of a little bit about the process by which you were able to make these decisions, and what advice do you have maybe for other agencies who are maybe in the middle of this or in the beginning part of this? I think every agency is somewhere involved, but some are, like you guys, maybe a little further than others.
Well, we were probably further than others in part because of the management here, but also because it seems like when you hear stories about budget cutting, agriculture seems to be in everybody's sight lines. The reality is our budget is almost 75% nutrition assistance. And you hear people out in the radio or then the television saying, you know, we're going to solve this budget crisis by cutting back Social Security, Medicaid, and farm subsidies. And I laugh because one of those things just doesn't fit. You know, it's just a tiny bit of money. But nevertheless, clearly all of us in the federal bureaucracy have a responsibility to go through our systems and figure out efficiencies, any way we can save money, any way we can tighten our belts in the same way American families are doing that across the country. And so I guess my advice to others is that it requires engaged leadership. The Secretary has spent countless hours himself personally involved with this. It requires making sure your labor unions are involved. It makes sure, and making sure that really all the people from the affected agencies have a hand in it. So it's been a very committee-driven process, and sometimes that can frustrate those who want immediate action. But you really do need to empower people, have people take ownership along the way.